and your life becomes a burden of things, and then they're the things inside, really. Every thought is an object that arises in consciousness. And there's a stream of thinking, one thought after another. This is what Thoreau referred to when he said, our life is frittered away by details. Simplify, simplify. Details are the worlds of things, objects in consciousness. So you get, you're like a room full of furniture and you can't move in it anymore. And you think you need more. No sense of spaciousness within. And potentially, the dimension of space consciousness as opposed to object consciousness, which is thought, is in everyone. Underneath the movement of thought, there's the vast spaciousness, already fully developed, fully complete in every human being. And the essence of who you are is that, not anything that arises in object consciousness, but you are the very spaciousness that is beyond objects, things. So really, all that is required is to discover in oneself that dimension of consciousness, and thus realizing the fullness of being and of yourself that is already here. That's the end of seeking. Not the end of doing, but the end of self-seeking through doing. Then doing becomes quite nice. It's a play. You participate in the game of the universe. You cannot not do, so you might as well participate. You do. It's a dance. But self-seeking goes out of the doing because you've already found yourself, not as a conceptual entity, as the depth, the still, spacious field within yourself. You can't, future cannot help you to get there. It can only prevent you from finding it. And what is the quickest real way to realizing the truth of this? What is the, is there a shortcut? Is there something that does not give me time? Because time is the illusion. If I think I need time to find that inner space, I'm deluded again. So, how can I know this without making it into a future state that I want to achieve? Which is another concept. How? And this is so simple. That's the secret of the universe. As far as humans are concerned in their present evolutionary stage, the secret lies in simply no longer internally resisting, denying, or running away from what is at this moment, is whatever is at this moment. To find an inner alignment with the form that this moment takes. And the conceptualized egoic entity can't do that. But you can do that. When you see the truth of it, there's the possibility of living in a state of yes to what is, an inner yes. The conceptualized egoic entity lives in the state of no to what is. And that is the greatest transformation happens when there's the shift in you internally from denying the present moment, because it's not yet enough, it's not, well, not really what I wanted, this shouldn't be happening, I want something else, I definitely don't want this, I want the next moment. It's going to be much more complete. But you always have only this. And then the strange thing happens. At first sight, it seems that the form that this moment takes, because that's all it is, there are not many moments in your life, there's only this moment, ever. But the form that this moment takes changes continuously. Different forms come into that space of now, which is that inner space. Forms appear in the space of now, in your life. A situation, a person, an event, a place. And very often, the form that this moment takes seems to be a limitation. It seems to limit me. I want to be limitless. I want to know myself as limitless. Many people feel that the form that this moment takes, how could I accept that? Because this form limits me so much. And this could be where you live, it could be relationships, it could be your physical body. You cannot not encounter limitations in the world of form. You can change, you can have slightly more pleasant limitations. You could be sitting in a tiny little room and saying, "Oh, I'm so limited here, I want to expand, I want to live in a mansion." And you might succeed. 10 years later, 5 years later, you live in a mansion. You seem to have expanded. And then you sit in your mansion. What now? For a while it feels great. You have expanded because you have identified with the thought form of mansion. You have expanded. But sooner or later, the mansion will limit you in other ways. Your new life situation will suddenly show you there are other limitations. You may become famous and suddenly discover that great limitations come with fame. You are free of the limitations that came with poverty, and now you encounter other limitations that come with that. So, it's yes, you can play around with different forms in your life and experiment and expand into other forms, not expecting to find the limitless in the world of form and realizing in one way or another the form that this moment takes will be some form of limitation, that it is in the nature of form to be limited. And that's a deep realization. And then the running away from the form that this moment takes, the reactive relationship to the form that this moment takes, isn't there anymore. When you see the truth of this and are able to say yes to the form that this moment takes, instead of resisting the form that this moment takes internally, which keeps you trapped in your own mental form. So what does that mean? It means, quite simply, you become friendly with what is. It doesn't mean now you're condemned to non-action. Out of that state of yes, intelligent action arises when it's needed, not when it's not needed. You embrace what is, even if it seems very limited or limiting, because it already is. You can't remove is out of existence. So you become internally aligned with that. So when you say yes to what is, space arises, so to speak, around what is. This is the way of speaking, but that's all we can do here. A sense of space or spaciousness arises around the form that this moment takes. And that liberates you from the limitations of form. And you cannot find the spaciousness by always running away from the forms that arise, but being with them, surrendering to the form that this moment takes is the key. The inner surrender, whatever is part of the totality, the web of interconnectedness that is the universe. This event is part of that. There is a certain inevitability to the form that this moment takes. Yes, then perhaps action arises and it changes. You're actually amazed how quickly the form that this moment changes when you don't resist it anymore internally, because a greater intelligence comes into play now. And things, miraculous things can happen even on the level of form, but they didn't happen when you lived in non-alignment with is. They only happen when you live in alignment with is. And to some people that means yes to the most dreadful limitation, and that is why traditionally it's people who reached that realization found the most dreadful limitation in their life and surrender to that. The archetype of that is Jesus on the cross. This is the human archetype. This is true for each human being. The most unacceptable form of limitation that a human, and you don't need to be a Christian to believe this or to see the truth of it. In fact, if you're a Christian, you may not see it, because they tend to have a narrow interpretation of something that is very deep. So you have somebody on the, a human being in a situation that is a manifestation of the most extreme limitation, totally. And symbolically, the words that came out of his mouth were at first, "Why hast thou abandoned me, God?" The last, "No." The next words that came were, "Not my will, but thy will be done," which means thy will is the will of the One. Not to make it into a mental concept. The will of the One is whatever is now. Not my will, but thy will be done. A complete yes. And at that moment, the cross, which is the symbol of the ultimate limitation, becomes the symbol of the divine. This, the dual symbolism of the cross is, it's a torture instrument, and it's a symbol of the divine. And that is whatever may be happening in your life and be the greatest limitation in your life. It is not only the limitation, it's also the opening. When it's not internally resisted, the opening into space. Because space comes with a yes to what is. You are no longer bound to what is. You are no longer bound to the form. You know yourself as the formless, one life, one consciousness. Oh, that's the true happiness that lasts. The heart of happiness, the core of happiness, not the superficial happiness that goes and the next moment that's so nothing needs to change for this to happen in your life, this transition. Whatever is the best that is for you at this moment. You work with that. Say yes to that. Don't believe the mind when it says, okay, I'll say yes when I get this out of the way. And enormous power moves into your life. The very intelligence of the universe manifests through this form, which then becomes an opening. And it's the end of suffering. The end of the suffering entity. You may still get a toothache from time to time, but that is how it is too. You surrender to that also. Surrender. That's all. No time is required for the shift in consciousness. You can only do it now. Yes to now. And find yourself through that. Thank you.